Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Dr. Nicholas Ashbolt is striving to introduce new ways to recover waste from sewage and give it economic value. At the same time, his research is also focused on how to protect the public safety of drinking water. Dr. Ashbolt holds the Alberta Innovates Health Solutions Translational Chair in Water at the University of Alberta.
Another group of organisms which we were much less aware of, these are what we call the environmental pathogens. These are bacteria largely that grow in piped water, particularly in warm systems, in large institutions and buildings. For example, Legionella and Legionnaire's disease. So our research is understanding the ecology of these organisms. What are the conditions that lead to the growth of mycobacteria and Legionella environmental pathogens? Because if we look at the actual health burden to society from water-based pathogens, these environmental pathogens are actually now becoming more important and more costly to society than our traditional ones that we've now largely learnt to manage.
In another project, Dr. Ashbolt is looking at the real-time testing of water quality to reduce pathogens and contaminants. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.